Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we are live. It is Friday, right now, 8 a.m. Pacific. It's time to talk with Janine Wolf. Peace of Mind is the name of the show, and let's bring her on to reintroduce herself and her show, as she's quite new on the network. Janine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Nicole, hello.
Perfectly fine. We can hear you perfectly fine. So let's get you to take some time to reintroduce yourself and the show.
Yes, I'm Janine Wolf, spiritual coach and healer, and my task is actually to help a human being to get peace of mind. And how you can get peace of mind, from my view, is through cleansing of mind, body, and soul. And that's also my work. So I will demonstrate this day with you, Nicole, as my client, how I release certain kinds of negative energies which might block you and cause you several disease or discomfort. So I don't know yet what we are going to use. It depends on what kind of disease you have and what are you asking me for. So there is several things I'm doing, like I'm doing prayers for redemption and liberation. Then I have also some forgiveness rituals we all of us mostly need. And then there is maybe some mental healing needed. This is especially also if you have any disease on physical part. So I am actually, it depends on what are you asking me for and how we start. I can't say yet how the session will run. This is totally intuitive. So I have no, I have a bit of a structure, but I have no, let's say, a clear way what I'm going to use and what is necessary.
So
I'm following the divine guidance, yes.
So what kind of questions do you ask when people first come in?
Yes, at the first, totally first session, normally people give me a bit of an overview about their life situation, what they are in at the moment, and what is their problem, and what would they like to change in their life. And from there, we start. So at the session now with you, which starts a bit different, I ask you first, how do you feel?
So
how do you feel today?
Is it just about physical healing, or what are the things that people can ask?
No, I see it like this, you know, everything is energy, as we all know. And if he has any disease physically, then this is actually based in energy. This is any kind of blockage which you have in energy. So it could be on your soul, it could be on your mind, and finally you have the effect on your body. So there is no body physically disease without having the root in energy, which is based in mental and in soul energy.
So what area?
What
areas of topics do people ask for help with?
Well, with me, many times it is also not only healing, it is healing, and through the healing, they get a kind of purity. You know, if you release all these negative patterns, all the negative energy sticking on you, you get more into a pure stage. And from there, you are actually, you know, you can connect better to your soul. You can hear your soul. You can let yourself live through your soul. And that's why life is going to be completely different. So many times we have been on the wrong path because we were not pure. We could not connect with our soul. And we went to the wrong path. So if we are in a stage of being pure again, as much as possible, of course, as human beings, then we can hear the voice of our souls and we can receive the divinity inside of ourselves, which is actually there, but, you know, there is many layers which covers the divinity inside of ourselves, such as like stress and negative thoughts also, and also doubt and all these negative energies.
So should I focus on questions concerning physical issues first?
Yes, that's what actually, first, normally at every session I do a prayer, really every session, which is normally one hour to 1.5 hour. And because I think it's very important that we are actually ask for help from all our spirits and from the divine to protect us while the session, so nobody can interfere or, you know, close, for example, my third eye and try to sabotage this session. So I would do a prayer now if you agree.
Yes.
And you can just listen to me. You do not need to say anything. And then normally, but I don't know if the time is a bit tight, I do up to 15 minutes of meditation. While the meditation, you know, my clients is also slowing down because many times they come from outside and they are very stressed. So it is also more difficult actually for them to slow down without meditation and also for me to connect with them. That's why I do the meditation, but maybe tonight I'm not sure if you think we can do it.
We can do it. So just do what you normally do so we properly demonstrate what you do.
Okay. So, and then after the meditation, I will start with you if there is any disease. Let's say on physical level. And if there is none specific for the moment, which could be, then I have also checked on your soul level if there is any kind of negative energies. And mainly most of us have negative energies. Me, by the way, have every day to do some liberation rituals on myself because there is always trying to stick some negative energies, which we get from everywhere. So, okay, let's start. And then after I will see what is necessary, what is appropriate.
Okay.
So, okay. Okay, let's do the prayers. So, I call you, dear Divine Creator, dear Mother, Father God, dear Jesus Christ and Mother Mary, dear all the Hindu gods, Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, Krishna, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Durga, and all other Indian gods. Dear all Bodhisattvas and dear Devi Kuan Yin, the Goddess of Compassion, dear Happy Buddha, dear Amitofu, dear all angels, archangels, healing angels, and guardian angels, dear Archangel Michael, dear Archangel Gabriel, dear protector of the Akashic Chronicles, dear Master Saint Germain, and dear all the ancestors of Nicole Whitney and all beings of light, dear Lamas, Gurus, Sifus, Bodhisattvas, and Saints, we love you, we honor you, we respect you, and we call you to take part on this session. Please protect us from all negative energies and any kind of disruptions so we can serve, and I can serve through divine guidance, Nicole Whitney in the best as appropriate. Thank you so much for being with us and joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now you can sit in a nice position. Wherever you are, you can sit on a chair, you can sit on the floor and keep your legs nicely as you feel comfortable, yes? And keep your back straight. It's very important. Then put your hands on the legs like an open vessel. Then close your eyes and start to breathe in and to breathe out into the heart And another few times. Breath in and breath out. And anytime you breath out, release all the stress from today. Let go everything which is bothering you in any way. Now the only important thing is you in the here and the now and your connection to the divine. So let go yourself and dive in to the lake of meditation or the garden of meditation as you like. Let yourself fall deeper and deeper and extend your exhale. Until that the breath is becoming very flat. Brave to let go. I will tell you if you have to get out again of this meditation, then we will extend the inhale to come back into the here and the now. Our only goal is to connect with the divine. And now I let you go. Now, slowly start to extend your inhale. Bring yourself back through inhale, back to the here and now. Keep your eyes closed. Start to move your toes, your fingers, very light. Start to move the rest of your body, very slow. You can also stretch yourself if you feel this is good for you. Take your hands and go over the whole body, from the head, over the neck, over the face, over the breast, over the legs, down to the feet, and come back on your back, over your back, and back to the head. Then, if you feel appropriate, please open your eyes. Let me know if you are ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you. So how did you feel, Nicole? Normally after the meditations, we should not talk for as much as long possible for a while. But now we are talking. We have to talk, of course. So how did you feel while the meditation? Did you get any, you know, maybe thoughts or any disease?
Thoughts about what to heal?
Yes, just something which came up into you physically, mentally, or on soul level. Could be emotions also, for example.
I got three specific things.
Yes.
So should I just go with the first one first?
Yes, the most important one, please.
The first one's the physical one. So for about a week, I have been having I've never had it before, but extreme carpal tunnel pain on my right hand.
I did not understand if you had have a headache.
No, on my right hand.
Yes.
Carpal tunnel, nerve damage on the meridian nerve.
Ah, I see. So this is coming from 1 week ago?
Yes.
Okay. So now let me ask, without even 100%, as I'm not a doctor, I understand it has to do with the hand and it has to do with the nerves. And I want to ask you, when exactly did this start? Can you look back and remember at what time did this start? What has been happening at that time when this started?
Not right. I don't recall anything dramatic at the time it started.
Okay, so let me ask you, did you had any similar disease before?
No, never.
Never. So this came newly up. At that time there must have been happening something. So maybe you have not been conscious about. So let me first check your neck. Then maybe I get back to this. You know, your next question, please.
So the next thing was about things being so intensely busy lately.
Yes.
And feeling a bit overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going like 16 hours a day, not getting everything done.
Yes, that sounds very, very intense. So, from my view, you know, the hand is something we need to do, isn't it? We need that symbol of doing, of action. So if you have any disease on the hand, it shows exactly what you're telling me now. You have done and you're doing a lot. You're doing actually too much. Yes, and you have so many tasks and you're feeling overwhelmed, which is also connected with the nerves. So it makes sense that your hand is hurting you. So your hand is your clear symbol, actually, that you are actually harming yourself. You're harming even your soul without giving yourself not enough of rest. Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging this in any way, of course. It is not my task to judge this. I just analyze it. And now it is that your soul feels quite bothered at the moment through these circumstances you are in. First of all, I would say we should do a forgiveness practice also to your soul, especially to your soul, but we will also include other souls which you may have harmed, or also your ancestors in this or in past life. So we will do this now at first. So I will say this prayer, and you do not need to follow. You just have to listen to me.
Okay.
So, dear Divine, could you please be present for this request for forgiveness? Dear my heaven-themed guides, angels, and saints, could you please assist me this forgiveness practice? I am very grateful. Dear all souls in all lifetimes that I or my ancestors have ever harmed, hurt, or taken advantage of. Dear my own beloved soul, which is assisting me through my whole life, I offer my deepest and most sincere apologies for harming or hurting you in any way. I deeply regret my actions and apologize from the bottom of my heart. Dear all souls whom I have had intimate relationships with in this or any lifetime, I offer you my deepest and most sincere apologize for harming or hurting you in any way. Please forgive me for hurting, cheating, lying, stealing, or taking advantage of you in any way. I deeply regret my actions and I have learned my lesson. I am dedicated to being positive, beneficial, and supportive of all souls. I ask you for your unconditional forgiveness. I am very grateful for your forgiveness. Dear all the holy beings present, could you please assist in offering forgiveness to all the souls present? Thank you. Then also very important in your case is the self-forgiveness. Also regarding yourself, that you have been harmed yourself, you have been harmed your soul. So, dear Divine, could you please be present for the request for forgiveness? Dear my heavens team guides, angels and saints, could you please assist in this forgiveness practice? I'm very grateful. Dear my own soul, dear the soul of all my negative thoughts, words and actions towards myself, including the soul of all negative mindsets, attitudes, beliefs, ego and attachments, I love you, honor you and appreciate you. Could you please come to this forgiveness practice? I'm most grateful for all the service and the opportunities you have given me to see the areas in my life where I need to forgive and offer myself love. I know now that my Creator's love has always been unconditionally for me and that I have separated myself from divine love through self-judgment, self-criticism, self-condemnation. I ask my soul to forgive me. I forgive and love myself for finally understanding this wisdom. Amen. So, This was actually now the work on energy level, on the soul level, and now we are becoming a bit more practical. I'm going a bit more into coaching, and I ask you, Nicole, how long can this be going on for you?
How long can it be going on? You mean how long I want to have it continue?
Yes, in this condition, with this overwhelming, with this stress.
Oh, well, I would like it to stop yesterday. It would be good.
Okay, it's getting better. So now the point is, you know, to slow down the hours you're working. What could you do? How could you help yourself out of this overwhelming and this kind of stress you're experiencing now? Is there anything, any tasks you can share with others?
Well, that's the thing. Many I can't. And I don't know what the solution is. It just seems like this month so many things is happening.
Yes, additional things is happening.
Yeah,
I understand. Mm. So, but I still believe, you know, and there must be a possibility that you share some of your tasks with somebody else. You know, sometimes we think it is not possible that we can share. It is not possible that somebody else is overtaking our tasks because we are very important. Of course, we are very important, but if we are not there anymore because we are becoming sick, then nothing is actually going on anyway. So it's better actually to think about to share some of these tasks preventively, especially now where your hand is showing you, which is actually your soul, which shows you through your hand. It is too much, Nicole, slow down, you know. So the first step is actually to make some space for you and your soul and to share some of these tasks, you know, slow down.
Yeah.
And it is about that you have deeply to think about this, because if you are not going to think about this, your soul will give you some other symbols and will push you in a tougher way. So every little symptom on our body is showing us that something is wrong on an energy, on a soul level. Everything is actually coming from the soul. So that's what I actually advise you to do.
Yes, that makes good sense.
Yes. So I am sure there is some help for you. There is plenty of help, and there is a lot of helpers around there. Even it is also from the spiritual world, which will guide you and tell you how can you share this task, you know, without losing, of course, the control about the whole situation and without being empowered. It is actually even more that you will be more in your power, because at the time you are going to be active, you're going to be more powerful because you have shared and you can be more focused and more concentrated at the time you do your tasks, which are a bit less. So this about your hands and about your stress. Also, of course, I recommend to you to have every day some time for meditation, like we did now. It was a short meditation, but if we are very exercised, we can actually quite quick get into meditation. And even if you do not get so deep into, because we have only short time, it is still very beneficial because it is also cleansing.
Yeah.
So before I go on, I wanted to know about your first question you had.
Well, along with the busyness that's come along, it's in part connected to deep consciousness awakening.
Yes.
And to the point of being uncomfortable and sometimes scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's anxiety around that at times.
Mm-hmm. I can feel this. And I can feel with you because partly I have also similar experience lately because the vibration is getting very high. And as you and me and the people like we are very connected, and they get a lot of additional energy. So we can face also a lot of like anxiety, could even be depression, overwhelming, and also physically disease, you know, like fatigue, for example, because of this energy. And the question is how to deal with this. That's exactly, again, we come back that we need more time for ourselves. You need more time for yourself. You need to be alone with yourself. You need to do like having space, doing nothing, for example, or being just, you know, take care about your body, because it is especially also the body which is very overwhelmed by this vibration, not only the soul or the mind.
Yeah.
So you have to take more rest, you have to eat more healthy, you have to take like salt baths, you can also do shower with vinegar, you know, cleansing, because there is also the possibility of negative energies which are sticking to us while we are improving our own energy, which is very lightful. That's what I explained last time also. As more lightful we are, as more we can actually receive of this vibration, as more we are like a goal for all this negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the causing the anxiety. You know, this is causing that. A depression. So we have to be very much aware about ourselves, very much conscious and in our full power constantly to actually protect ourselves from these kind of negative energies. So it is just about self-awareness. Yes, it is. You can do a lot like with breathing, you know, consciously breathing every day from the morning when you get up, the first deep breath. And the whole day always go back to the breath again. It is also very grounding, and also it is also grounding we need, you know, because it lifts us up, and then we lose the ground under our feet.
So
we have to do whatever possible, which is grounding, like cooking, for example, or we can also, you know, how can I say, stand very strong. Hit the ground very strongly, and then we can do certain kind of yoga asana as well. That is a lot. I don't want to go too far. Just grounding is very important. But also, I believe meditation is definitely one of the best tools also for this, you know. Even it is not grounding us, but besides grounding us, meditation is releasing every kind of overwhelming, any kind of anxiety, any kind of depression. There is also a lot of good pranayama you can do. You know, but I can't show now because I'm not on cam. There is good pranayama you can Google for against anxiety and depression. So one thing I think is also very important for you, because you are in contact with many, many people every day. And it is important that you are doing your regularly cleansings every day before you go to sleep, that you are doing your prayers, you know, even over in the morning. Please ask for protection also. You know, you can call Divine Jesus Light. You can call Jesus Christ and ask Him to protect you and surround you by Divine Jesus Christ, love, light, and protect you from everything negative and clean you from everything negative which can hold you back on the path of your life or can harm you in any way. So you have to do this more often. You have to do it in the morning. You can do it while you're showering. You can do it. You have to do it in the evening. And in the evening, also do some forgiveness for whatever you have, you know, maybe have done wrong. I mean wrong in the case, any kind of emotions regarding towards somebody, for example, while the day, while the stress is a certain kind of negative energy, and just clean it straight away every evening. And ask for forgiveness. It can be very simple. Ho'oponopono is also a very good tool. and then you're going to be, you're going to feel different. You know, but you have to do this routine in the morning and in the evening. So before I came here, I have also used the pendulum, which I do especially to check on the soul level if there is any kind of negative energy. So like astral garbage, which has the most of us have astral garbage on them speaking, or astral beings, or any negative pattern, for example. And I normally, everybody has at least one to even many of these sticking on them. And I do regularly cleansing myself of, let's say, astral garbage. This is possible that we get this somewhere out in public or while we are doing healing work. You know, we take over astral garbage from others. And so if you allow me, I would use some liberation prayers, invocation prayers for you to release, first of all, astral clearance of astral beings. So this is going to be a prayer. And I am talking, you can talk in behind me, but you do not need to speak it out loud.
Okay.
Okay, beloved God, who is in me and in all that is, the original source of love, light, and joy. I call you, call on you, on Jesus Christ, and on Jesus Christ with my soul, here and now, for assistance. I ask all the divine holy angels, archangels, and spirit guides to come in, and above all, you beloved archangel Michael, leader of lost souls, helping them to their home. Please fill this space, this house, with divine sacred light in blue, white, and gold colors, and with violet beams of protective light, and with a violet shell of protection. Please fill the space with brilliant glittering light from out of the ground and the surface of Mother Earth. This protective light should fill everything, including us, so that there are no shadows or places where the dark may hide. We ask you, dear God, friend in us, let this light be always there to protect us and to help us. Dear Archangel Michael, wake these souls, fragments, or astral beings now and translate for them what I have to say. Then take these lost beings in your hand and lead them away from their miserable existence and painful suffering. Help them to break away from their misconception and rigid thoughts pattern. Free them from the fear of death and the unknown behind. Now I speak to you. You many soul fragments of a past time that are here now. You are prisoners of your own thoughts and deeds, or of those who created you. You do not know what you are, what you do, or what effect you have. You are earthly negative energies of deceased persons existing in interminable space without time and living in the astral world. We have probably not noticed that you are gone from us and you are no longer physically alive. You who are here with other like-minded entities going around on our planet torturing many people, do you really know what you are doing? You pluck and harass people, but all the harm that you do to others just reinforces your own suffering and pain. Listen, immediately stop this and be released from your old thought patterns and habits. Now that in all the universes, the law of cause and effect can never be avoided. You have broken many laws and have not observed the divine principles. You have probably not loved yourselves, or have never even known love. Now, above all, whom should you love or even understand? Forgive yourselves and all who you see as your adversaries and enemies. Learn to accept yourself and to love yourself. Go now with these dear light beings who guide you to a place that is better for you and where you can rediscover yourself. There you will be informed and educated. Do not be afraid. For still being here, you have no one else to thank but yourself. And it's because of your conduct in the last life. Either you have not believed in any afterlife in glory, or you were told that it simply doesn't exist. Your own thought process holds you firmly in this false reality and prevents a further progression into the light and joy. You can go back to your soul at any time. You only have to let go of the thoughts that are preventing you. Dismiss all your feelings of guilt and fear. You are free. No one will ever punish you. Also, over loving God would never punish you. Feel your freedom. Go now with these bright and loving spirit guides. They will lead you away from your burdens with which you are now still tormented, and those to which you torment us so. This is the eternal law of cause and effect. We forgive you. We liberate you. We pray for you and love you. Do not fear going into the light in the name of Jesus Christ, our greatest healer and brother. You are free. Feel how your heart grows light and overflows with warmth and joy. Keep this feeling of happiness. And now I say goodbye to you. I thank you, divine angels of love and light energy. Above all, I thank you, universal love, God, friend in us. Amen. So I would wonder, how did it feel for you?
I feel things shifting a bit. It felt very, like you covered all the bases, very thorough.
Yes, because I have really, I'm having very cold hands. That means it has an effect, definitely. Otherwise, because normally my hands is very warm, you know, but if I'm doing such kind of work, and it has an effect, and there comes any kind of negative energy, I'm getting cold hands. So I'm sure there was an effect, and I'm sure that you will feel it later on.
Yes.
So there is not so much time left, but I would like to do one more, which is the astral energy. It's a bit shorter, but it needs also about maybe 4 minutes. So because astral garbage is something we have all, and you have it all, so I found it out.
So time on, so take your time.
Yes, thank you. So, beloved God, the Creator, and Jesus Christ, in me, in all, I call you. And I call you, you angels of pure light and love. Make this room and the house pure and free. Illuminate all materials from the foundation up to the roof, so that nothing negative can nest or hide. I call you, dear Archangel Michael, please help us serve us as a translator and lead all those negative energies away. I thank you for this. Now I speak to you, you low frequency energy attached to Nicole Whitney. You are fragments or even consciously programmed negative energies from people who have died, or perhaps even from the living. You do not know who you are or where you come from. You originate from the dark side of people who have thought, spoken, or behaved unkindly. That made you trash from the worst kind. What you are doing here in the opposite of love, and it's contrary to the divine law of the freedom of our souls. As an advocate, I speak out for the freedom of Nicole Whitney. I will not have a discuss with you because you come from the darkness. Because I will not reply evil with evil, I urge you to leave in the name of Nicole Whitney. I urge you to leave Nicole Whitney now immediately. The darkness, however, must not be allowed to become stronger as you return to your originators. Therefore, I wrap you in these love lights that will make the darkness weaker by your return. So I ask you, dear Savior Jesus, for your divine light of love, so I can surround the dark cloud within it. Now visualize and feel how your warm pink light of love comes out of your heart core and how it flows completely over your body, your whole person, and your aura. Just a few seconds. There is this beautiful divine pink light comes out of your heart. And there is so plenty, it never stops. It surrounds everything. Such a beautiful divine pink light.
I can see it.
Yeah. It's a very warm and comforting light, and it has such a power. Then if you are ready, I'm going on with the last part of this prayer.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to disappear and return to where you came from. You may never attach to anyone, neither a person nor an animal. Dear Creator, Father, Mother, God, enter and reinforce your divine light of love for Nicole Whitney to the extent that their entire body, all cells and all molecules are cleansed of dirt and deposits of these negative energies. Make her aura strong and pure so she will know if something negative approach. Protect her so that she can achieve her life plan. Help Nicole Whitney to carry out all duties and overcome all obstacles with grace and ease. For you alone, God, are the power, the light, and love in us. I love you and thank you. Amen. So now, this was my work for you.
When energy is moving, I also get my whole arms get cold as the energy is moving. I could feel that in the end.
Yes, I hope your hand is going to be very quickly much better.
Yeah.
I'm very confident about this. And there will be a lot of helpers for your task. You will see they will come without even asking. Things will change in the right way.
I feel like I got plugged in properly.
Excuse me, I didn't hear this.
I feel like I got plugged back in to the right socket or something.
You got what? I did not understand.
Like plugged back in, like reconnected.
Ah, that's good to hear. I felt so too. For you, I felt that it has an effect because now my hands becoming warm again. So that's the symbol for me, you know. And also before we end up the session, I would say thank you to all the helpers from the spiritual world that they have been joining us, and also your ancestors which have been here from my view and which are actually watching you constantly. That's what I feel. So thank you all beings of light. Thank you all. Thank you Creator God and Jesus Christ and all the angels and all the beings of light. And all we have called before, that you have joined us for this session and helped us in the best way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also I want to say thank you to all our listeners. I feel very honored to be here at the News for the Soul, giving me such a chance to reach so many people. And I also want to suggest that you use the prayers for yourself. And I would also recommend a book which calls Prayers for the Soul from Anton Steger, which is one of my teachers. You can get this is in English, Prayers for the Soul from Anton Steger. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
I was going to say, too, that this will be in the archives. People could access those prayers there. And also, it was a good reminder and mention today that if everyone else is feeling this intense amping up of the consciousness awareness energies, it is seriously intense. And it's a good reminder to be doing our work, the forgiveness and cleaning the energy work, and meditating. So it was a good reminder today, too.
Yes. We need to be reminded, isn't it? Even me. But I have my routine. But sometimes, you know, we also tend to get out of routine. Yes?
Yeah.
And it's human being, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was wonderful. I'm going to see how the hand goes, and I'll keep you posted. And thank you so much for demonstrating your work today, Janine.
Yes, thank you also very much, and thank you to everybody, and thanks to the Divine. Blessings to everybody and all to your loved ones.
Especially
to you.
I was just going to say, how can people get a hold of you before you run off there? I'm still in healing mode. shameless self-promotion, what would you like to let people know about?
Yes, now I demonstrated actually while the meditation that I do healing. I have done also an energy transmission to you, even if you have a lot of energy anyway, but it comes exactly as appropriate. So if you feel, as my listeners, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel stressed, if you have any kind of disease and many things in your life which you cannot resolve on your own and you need any kind of assistance, I am there for you. I work with Divine Guidance, and my only goal is to aid humanity. And I am sure that I can assist you in many possible ways, or in every possible way, because I believe if you find the way to me, it is appropriate. So I believe everything is actually with Divine Guidance. So I am here for you. Please don't hesitate. You can get also a free initial talk with me. I do not charge this. And even you do not feel that you have to, that you are pressurized to buy or to book me. It is, we will work it out. Can I help you, and in what way? And even this session will also be beneficial for you.
Yeah,
that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole, for everything.
Thanks, Janine. And everybody listening, you can find Janine's contact links at newsforthesoul.com on today's show's page and on the homepage and on a schedule page, all over lots of pages. Janine, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you for today.
Yes, thank you also very much, Nicole. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
Bye for now. Janine Wolf, peace of mind, which I suspect I'm going to have more of now. You can find her all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
You're now tuned in to Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul highlights, life-changing spotlights she has shared with leading teachers in the human consciousness field since 1997. Go now to newsforthesoul.com to hear the full shows totally free. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Another experience that you're just gonna, I mean, this is just so far off the wall, it's unreal. I wanted to levitate, and this was so important to me. My God, if Thomas Aquinas, 240 pounds, can levitate, surely I can levitate. I mean, it's just, I want to levitate. And I would meditate, and then I would think, well, today I can levitate. And I would get in the tub and think maybe I could walk on water and nothing happened, you know. And this was so funny because my husband kept saying, you're an idiot. And I said, no, I'm going to levitate, and I'm not going to let go until I do. But then I came back home, and it was about a month or two later. One morning, I can't describe it. It was a feeling of euphoric. It's such a feeling that you can do anything. But I decided I was going to go to the little chapel right there where I lived in Las Colinas in Irving. They have this Catholic chapel, which is about 2 blocks, actually, from where I live. And I decided to go there.